Some vehicles create pollution and others help clean it up. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. Trucks, buses, and even river barges can create diesel pollution. A new study finds that how much diesel is in the air depends a lot on where you are and the time of day. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has more.
Jean Clardy has been studying diesel pollution in downtown Pittsburgh for the past couple of years.
I'm an associate professor at University of Pittsburgh in the School of Public Health.
Diesel pollution is linked to respiratory and cardiovascular illness, as well as cancer. So the Allegheny County Health Department asked Clardy to look into it.
Well, what they asked us was, how much might exposures to diesel exhaust differ from place to place?
Clardy and her team monitored a variety of diesel pollutants in numerous places downtown, and they found some big differences.
That really was a surprise, that there was such a substantial difference sort of from block to block to block within the downtown area in Pittsburgh.
And diesel rates were especially high during rush hour. Clardy would expect similar results in other urban areas. She says all the older diesel fuel buses in Pittsburgh will be replaced with cleaner-burning ones by 2019. Her results can also be used to better plan traffic patterns. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
So this week I was driven around downtown Pittsburgh in the backseat of a specially outfitted Google Street View car.
My name is Karen Tuxen-Bettman, and I manage the Google Earth Outreach Program.
Tuxen-Bettman and I were squished back there together so she could show me how this car does double duty. You've seen the Google fleet riding up and down streets, cameras mounted on top, so users can get a 360-degree view of roads and neighborhoods. This is one of four cars that's also helping to map methane leaks from gas pipelines underneath Pittsburgh streets.
As we're driving along, we will be picking up methane concentrations from different sources.
A clear tube under the front bumper of the car takes in the air, then runs through the car and into the trunk.
That's where the sensor is, or the analyzer.
The noisy silver box detects methane, the main ingredient in natural gas, and a major contributor to global warming. It also picks up on the ethane in gas. That's how the scientists interpreting the data know the methane is coming from the city's old natural gas infrastructure. Tuxen-Bettman leans forward and reads a monitor mounted in the front seat.
Let's see. So in the last couple of minutes, it looks like we did pass some emissions of methane, but I don't see a corresponding ethane leak. So it's possible that that could have been emissions from a sewer manhole.
It turns out Pennsylvania has the most aging, leak-prone pipes of any place in the country. Google is partnering with the Environmental Defense Fund and People's Gas on this project to see where and how much methane is escaping in Pittsburgh. So far, they've found 200 leaks, most small, a few big, in a little over 300 miles of pipes. The idea is to give the utility the quickest and most accurate information so they can prioritize the pipes they're already working on replacing. And what's in it for Google?
This is something that I think everybody cares about, environmental air quality and climate change. We think that if we can help with a technology piece and partner with organizations that can make an impact on the ground, that it's a win-win for everybody.
There's more, including maps of methane leaks in Pittsburgh and other cities in the project, at our website, alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.